Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another brand new episode of Believe in Monster Trucks with Monster Jim Lord. And I'm your host, Monster Jim Lord. And today's episode, I'm going to be recapping results and everything of note from this weekend's five-weekend show in Los Angeles, California, in the Staples Center. First time Monster Jam has returned to California since the pandemic, and it's in Los Angeles, of all places, which is a little surprising if you ask me. But let's get right into it, not waste any more time. This was such an eventful weekend, such a big weekend for Monster Jam for many reasons, and I'll get into those right now. We saw the return of Son of a Digger, driven by Ryan Anderson. This is the first time Ryan Anderson has driven Son of a Digger since the pandemic, in I guess it would have been March 2020, would have been the last time he drove Son of a Digger. And, you know, this whole 2021 season, he's been driving Bakugan Dragonoid, partnered with Spin Master. You know, that's why that they put him in there. And he's back in Son of a Digger now. Bakugan is not scheduled for any more events so far right now, which is kind of weird. I'm surprised about that. So, I mean, I guess, you know, we won't be seeing that truck for a while. There's nothing, no news about that. But Tristan England is still in Megalodon. Bakugan Dragonoid Ryan Anderson is no more. He's back in Son of a Digger, right where he belongs. So this was the main highlight of the entire weekend. We also saw the return of three drivers and two more trucks that have not driven. We saw the return of Alien Invasion coming back to Monster Jam competition under Bernard Light, just like usual, as well as El Toro Loco driven by Armando Castro. He seems to be the only El Toro Loco driver out right now, so I guess the El Toro Loco team has switched from a 4 or 5 truck team to just a 1 truck team now with just one driver, which I kind of like that. I like how they're condensing more of the driver and truck combos, you know, it's because it gives more personality to the truck. I mean, when you have 4 completely different people driving one truck, it kind of takes away from what that truck is, you know. I mean, 4 different people, let's get right into it, like Armando Castro, Scott Buto, Becky McDonough, and Elvis Linez. I mean, those are 4 completely different people with completely different backgrounds, and they're all in the same truck, you know, as of 2020. So now, coming into 2021, it looks like we only have 1 El Toro Loco driver, which is Armando Castro, because Elvis Linez was switched to Mohawk Warrior now. So I like that. I think that's interesting. I think it's cool. And then we also saw the return of Brittany Marcotte driving Zombie. Again, just like she did in her rookie season last year before the pandemic. So, really cool. We got 3 drivers returning and 3 trucks returning, and it was a great weekend. Let's go over the lineup before we start. We have Alien Invasion, Bernard Light, El Toro Loco, Armando Castro, Gravedigger, Brandon Vinson, Obsessed, Eric Swanson, Scooby-Doo, Lindsey Reed, Son of a Digger, Ryan Anderson, Wildcard, Darren Basil, in Zombie, Brittany Marcotte. So that is the 8 truck lineup we had for Los Angeles this weekend. Let's go and recap the results real quick and any highlights that would be necessary for recapping these shows. So we're going to start off with the first show, Friday night in the Staples Center. We had Son of a Digger, Ryan Anderson, defeating Gravedigger, Brandon Vinson in the final round. Ryan's first competition back in Son of a Digger, he takes the racing win. No surprise there. Ryan Anderson, he must have been on cloud 9 in that first show, and he's probably back in the groove of things now, you know, after 5 shows in 1 weekend, but he's back in Son of a Digger and took a racing win. So cool to see. Your skills challenge winner was El Toro Loco, Armando Castro from the show, and your donut competition winner, Scooby-Doo, Lindsey Reed. She did throw down a nice donut. And your freestyle winner, again, Scooby-Doo, Lindsey Reed. Do not think that was deserved. probably should have been Ryan Anderson getting that freestyle win. But, you know, the judges had no clue what they were doing this weekend. It was just like usual. LA is full of a lot of people who do not know anything that comes to Monster Jam. They just see that it's in town. Oh, let's go take my kid. They don't know what Monster Trucks can do. They don't know how cool Monster Trucks, the cool stuff they can really do. So they see a truck come out and do a skywheelie, and they're like, wow, that's the greatest thing I've ever seen. I didn't know a truck could go 4 feet in the air. So they overscore it, and then when someone comes out and puts on something that truly deserves to win, they get screwed. So awful judging this weekend. It was terrible. Not going to sugarcoat it at all. I was completely disgusted with the judging this weekend, as you all should be if you're a real Monster Jam fan. So it did not really matter, though, because your overall event champion still stood to be Brandon Vincent in Gravedigger with 24 points. Very nice. First win of the weekend for Brandon Vincent. Moving on to Saturday. Saturday's afternoon show in racing, we had El Toro Loco Armando Castro defeating Gravedigger Brandon Vincent. Our skills challenge winner, Ryan Anderson, son of a digger, with a bicycle and a moonwalk. Not a bicycle to moonwalk, but separate bicycle and moonwalk. Very nice. Donut competition winner was Brandon Vincent in Gravedigger. And your freestyle winner, Brandon Vincent in Gravedigger. Probably should have been Ryan again. I think Ryan probably should have sweeped like all freestyles this weekend. It wasn't even really close when it came to freestyle. But hey, fan judging. Again, what are you going to do? And your overall event championship for show two, Saturday afternoon, was Gravedigger Brandon Vincent with 30 points out of 32. So shows that he's doing pretty good. And for the third show, which is the second show on Saturday, so Saturday night, this is the Saturday night show. Typically when you have a five-show weekend, usually Saturday night is always going to be the best. I don't know if it was. I don't think it was. I think Sunday night had the best show this weekend. But Saturday night, your racing winner was Alien Invasion Bernard Light defeating Lindsey Reed in Scooby-Doo, a world champion, defeating Ryan Anderson fair and square, just flat out beat Ryan Anderson in the semifinals, and defeating Brandon Vincent in the finals in Gravedigger. Brandon kind of spun out, leading Bernard Light to capture his first racing win of the 2021 season. That was incredible. Complete underdog moment. He was ecstatic for the rest of the shows that weekend. Whenever they interview him, he'd be insane talking about that. It was really cool. Skills Challenge winner once again, El Toro Loco Armando Castro. And your donut winner, Brandon Vincent Gravedigger. And when it comes to donuts, people, it's at every arena show you go to or everywhere that has a donut competition, people just don't know what a donut even is, you know? They can't really tell how fast, you know, they're spinning or how long they are. Nobody knows what's going on, you know? They'll just throw up whatever, especially after there's been like two good donuts and you have like three trucks left. Then they'll just throw out whatever the truck they think looks coolest and give that the highest score. So it was Brandon Vincent Gravedigger who probably did have one of the best donuts. Lindsey Reed was throwing out some great donuts this weekend. I will say that she had the most donut wins, I'm pretty sure. And she did have like the best donuts. So, and your freestyle winner, once again, Gravedigger Brandon Vincent. He didn't even finish the clock. I don't think he should have won. I think your freestyle winner should have been Ryan. Once again, he should have probably swept freestyle this weekend. He was really good. And your overall event championship winner for the third time in a row is Brandon Vincent Gravedigger with 29 points. So first three out of five shows, Brandon Vincent has captured 3 for 3 overall event championships. Really cool. Brandon Vincent has been killing it. He's been doing really good, very consistent, you know, nothing too insane up until this point, but just very consistent across all competitions. But hey, that does change when we get to Sunday. We are now on to Sunday afternoon's Monster Jam shows in Los Angeles, California. And for Sunday afternoon, our racing winner was El Toro Loco Armando Castro defeating Ryan Anderson, son of a digger, fair and square. Just straight up beat him in a race. So no win for Ryan Anderson there. Except for your skills challenge, your winner was Ryan Anderson, son of a digger, who did put on another great skills competition. Donut competition winner, Lindsey Reed Scooby-Doo, which I would say a well-deserved donut win. And again, your freestyle winner, Lindsey Reed Scooby-Doo. Nope, should not have happened. She got some big airs and nice skywheelies, but no variety. And when she comes out fourth or fifth in the competition, in the freestyle competition, and there's been nothing up to that point, she's going to get a 10. And that's what she got. She got a 9.391 for that freestyle competition. Left no room for anyone else to even hope and dream for a win. So your overall event championship winner for this show was Armando Castro El Toro Loco, which I did think, you know, when you tally up everything, it would have been deserved anyways. So he is your overall event winner for Sunday afternoon in his hometown of Los Angeles. He's in Whittier, California, is where he's billed from, which is not too far from Los Angeles. So this is his hometown show, technically. And he got an overall event championship, so 29 out of 32 points. And now on to the last show, the Sunday show, which I deem to be my favorite. A really crazy action, great freestyle. They really wanted to put on the show for the last one here in LA, full capacity crowd. Your racing winner was Ryan Anderson, Son of a Digger, defeating Lindsey Reed, Scooby-Doo. Would have been pretty hard for him to lose that one. So glad to see Ryan Anderson taking another racing win on the weekend. Skills Challenge winner, El Toro Loco, Armando Castro. Now this was definitely like the biggest disgusting moment from the entire weekend. You had Armando Castro come out and fail his first attempt. And his second attempt was executed beautifully. It was just a nice moonwalk across the pad. And it was good. It was good, but it was definitely not 9.724 good. The fact that anyone thinks it's, like, correct to vote a 10 out of something, you know, like, out of everything that's ever been done in Monster Jam, and you're at the show where they did the best thing of all time, which would technically be a 10, it's gross. It's just completely terrible that people don't think like that, you know? And again, it's probably just a lot of parents handing their 3-year-old a phone, and they're like, oh, I like the zombie, I like the doggy, you know? But it's still such a disgrace to the sport, which, you know, they don't care. I mean, Monster Jam doesn't care who wins or care about accuracy or anything. It's really just putting on a show, which really screws over us fans who do care, and us fans who do appreciate winning and, you know, really would hope for the sport to be legitimate. You know, it's just a big slap in the face, but that's not what Monster Jam cares about. It's something that we all have to remember. They don't care about having legitimacy in the sport. They just care about putting on a show for the fans at the end of the day, which is what they all say, all the drivers say. So, you know, you got to get past it. You know, it's as much as it will make me mad or upset, still got to get past it. Because the reason why I'm complaining about this is because Brandon Vinson put on in this show, the last show on Sunday, the best skills run of the entire weekend by far. Wasn't even close. He had probably the best moonwalk of the weekend on his first hit, where he just kept going back and forth on like the side of the pod. It was really cool. He had his wheels turned. It's the way he was balancing, it was incredible. Saved it. And then for his second hit, which is now the new best moonwalk of the entire weekend. So he goes off the center of the pod, walks it all the way back up, balancing it in the middle, finds the balance point for a good 2 seconds. The truck was just completely still on the front two wheels. He wasn't balancing it between, you know, reverse and first gear. It was just sitting there perfectly in the, you know, just balanced on the front two wheels. It was insane. Gasses it up the pod again, does a half backflip, lands on the roof, flips back over on his right side, and lands it. That was definitely the highlight of the entire weekend when it comes to action. Insane. And it only got a 9.632 compared to El Toro Loco's 9.724. Boo, thumbs down. LA, you suck. Your donut competition winner, which I would think deserved it, was Scooby-Doo with a 9.615. I think that was really good donut, but I mean, again, a 9.6 for a donut. I don't know what these people are thinking. And your freestyle winner, it all came down to who won freestyle. That is who would win the overall event championship. So at this point, Scooby-Doo and Son of a Digger were tied for, Scooby-Doo was 1 point ahead, Ryan was 1 point ahead of Scooby-Doo. So Son of a Digger had, let's just say, 16 points. Scooby-Doo had 15. So whoever wins freestyle is winning, because if Ryan won, he'd be 1 point ahead. If Scooby-Doo won, they'd be tied, but she'd have the higher freestyle score, leading her to capture the overall event championship. So Scooby-Doo comes out in freestyle, runs for half the time and flips over and scores a 9.3 just because she was the first crash of the night. And I was like, okay, well, that's it. Ryan's lost. Lindsay Reed's capturing the overall event championship just because she's overscored in every competition. And Ryan Anderson comes out, puts on probably the best freestyle of the weekend. I was just going ballistic in my own head. Like, okay, yeah, he's screwed. He's not going to get it. He's not going to get an overall event championship this weekend. And barely pulls it off with a 9.367 compared to Scooby-Doo's 9.316. Too close. Too scary. And your overall event champion for Sunday, Show 5, Monster Jam, Ryan Anderson, Son of a Digger, with 28 points. Beautiful. Great. Finally, an overall event win for Son of a Digger in his fifth show back in Son of a Digger. Incredible. Was such a great weekend of competition. If you want to see videos from these five shows in Los Angeles, California, they are being uploaded as we speak. We have three up already. The first three shows are already up on the channel. The fourth one is going to be premiering today, or well, this podcast will go up on the 28th. So the fourth one is coming out the 27th at 3 p.m. And the fifth one will be up on Thursday, which is the best show. So if you want to stay tuned and watch action from Monster Jam in Los Angeles, California, the return of Son of a Digger, and so many more Monster Jam trucks and drivers, make sure you subscribe to Monster Jam Lord on YouTube, youtube.com/C/Monster Jam Lord, or type Monster Jam Lord in on the search box on YouTube and you'll see it right there. Follow me on Instagram at monster.jam.lord and TikTok at monster.jam.lord to keep up with some Monster Jam clips and any information that you will not find on the channel, like where I will be. Recapping my schedule for you guys real quick of where I will be filming Monster Jam. This upcoming weekend, July 31st, I will be in New Orleans, Louisiana for one full-capacity stadium show in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Then I have the week off after that, and the next week I will be in Denver, Colorado for two arena shows in the Ball Arena in Denver. Then the next weekend after that, I will be attending two more arena shows in Fresno, California with the same arena lineup that we saw minus Son of a Digger and Scooby-Doo. And then the next week after that, August 28th, I will be in Foxborough, Massachusetts for Monster Jam's return to Gillette Stadium. That is the next stadium that's highest up on my bucket list to visit. So I'm getting East Rutherford and Gillette. Those two are the top of my list to visit. So those two are gone now. Well, in a month. We'll see. A lot could change. We'll see. But that's where I'll be. If you guys enjoyed this podcast, make sure to subscribe and follow the podcast. And if you want to see clips from Monster Jam, I've been to 40 plus shows this year. I have every stadium show minus one on my channel from this year. Make sure you check it out. If you love Monster Jam, you'll love Monster Jam Lord. So thank you guys for listening. Bye bye.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.